Blog Talk Radio.
Thou rulest
Amen. Good evening, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening right here on Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. I am Sister Carla, and I'm your host. Pray that everyone had a blessed week so far and looking for the Sabbath as we're still in the hours of preparation. We just have a few with us, but we know where there's two or three gather, you know, God said he will be in the midst, and that will give those that are on time to share, have enough time to share. So praise the Lord. God is good, and he is worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. So we'll start with our prayer. Kind and loving Father, thank you this day, waking us up this morning. I thank you for health and strength. I thank you for all that has joined us far and those that will be joining us. Lord, be with us in a special way as we come together to glorify your name and to praise you and to honor you in spirit and in truth. Lord, I thank you for this week thus far. It was tedious. It was long. But we made it through another week, Lord, and we just want to give you praise. We want to give you glory and honor. We ask that you will help us, O Lord, to be more like thee. Help us to be kind and loving, to be patient, to have wisdom and understanding, O Lord, as we go through this journey on earth, O Lord. We ask to have the mind of Christ Jesus so that we can be able to love the unlovable, to be kind and loving, to be meek and tender, just like our Savior Jesus. Bless each and every one of us again, Lord, our family, our friends, our special guests, and be with our speaker, Namarquez. He will be coming on to deliver a message, Enoch, walk with God. Lord, help us to walk with you. Help us, O Father, to follow you wheresoever you go. And we pray, and we just thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray with honor and thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Again, happy preparation day, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us this evening. It is truly good to be on the prayer line. If you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, please press 1, and I will open your line. Please press 1, and I will open your line. I will read 2 Timothy chapter 1, and I will start at verse 7. It says, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the affliction of the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day." Amen. So do you know, brothers and sisters, who do you believe? Who do you put your trust in? Who are you serving? Amen. And we pray that that is Jesus. So whatever we have committed to him, our soul, our children, you know, our mind, our thoughts, our body to him, he will keep it until that day. He will preserve it. Amen. So praise the Lord. Again, is there any Anyone who would like to share, brothers and sisters, please press 1 so that you can share and we'll have enough time for you to share. Praise the Lord. God is good and he is worthy to be praised. 272-770. Your line is now open.
Amen. God bless you. Happy Friday preparation day. God bless you, Sister Paula. Thank you for opening my line. This is Sister Tamiko from Pennsylvania, originally from Brooklyn, New York. So I would like to share with my precious brothers and sisters. I'm so grateful that we all could come together and spend time together. It's such a blessing that we can pray, we can give testimony, we can give praise reports. And my praise report yesterday is that I went to one of my doctor's appointments and I took my steps to Christ, and I prayed over the books before I left, and I was able to place them with so many people and they thanked me. Everyone was so responsive to receive the books. They were so happy and joyful because they see the times, the sign of the times that we're living in, that we are truly in the last days. And people need hope. They need encouragement. So I am so grateful that they received the books and they were so happy and joyful. And I was able to pray with two of the people and I wrote down their names. So I will be lifting up Brother Gregory and Sister Denise. She asked for prayer as well. But it's such a wonderful thing that God is always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory because he is so worthy to be praised. And I would like to read Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? My help comes from the Lord, who made the heaven and the earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, and he shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in, from this time forth, even forevermore. Amen. So God is so wonderful, and he loves us all with an everlasting love. And I do have a song. If I have time, may I sing a song, Sister Carla? Amen. Amen. Standing on the promises is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing. Standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God, standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Standing on the promises of God, standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior, standing, standing. I'm standing on the promises of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I am standing on the promises of God, and I'm here to do his will. Whatever the Lord tells me to do, I will do, because I'm about my Father's business. Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line. God bless you, Sister Carla. Love you all. Amen. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Sister Tamika, for coming on and sharing. And praise the Lord that you are able to pass out the steps to Christ. Many, you know, still reject them, but praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit impressed the hearts of those people to accept the steps to Christ. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Again, brothers and sisters, please press 1. Don't wait till it's too late to share, because right now this is the time for sharing. Please press 1 so that you can share, brothers and sisters. We don't want to wait till an appointed time and then you just have a few minutes to share. So I want to thank the Lord for each and every one of you for coming on from, you know, to worship on this preparation day and to praise the Lord and to give him glory and praise and honor and to testify, because we know that iron sharpeneth iron. I will go ahead and open the line for 225-337. Your line is now open.
Amen, amen. I want to thank you, Sister Cole, for opening my line. I want to say happy Sabbath, my sisters and brothers, and may God be with us tonight. I just would like to read, Sister Cole, would you like for me to read the Ten Commandments? Or?
Yes, amen.
I have
amen.
You with,
thank you.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I'm reading the Ten Commandments from Exodus chapter 21, 1 through verse 11. And he said, and God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy strangers that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Amen. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for his commandments. And as we, from every Sabbath, we must do better. And as I was praying earlier, that last Sabbath has passed. This is another Sabbath. This is another test. And this today, where we passed our test by keeping his Sabbath holy, he said, be ye holy, for he is holy, and the Sabbath is holy. And I was asking my holy, and we keeping the Sabbath holy. So what that make us? God said, be ye therefore holy. So we are in his holy Sabbath, so that's what make us holy. I do believe that. And if we keep his Sabbath holy, and as we continue to pass that test, as Sister Tamika was reading, I had a scripture, Sister Carla, I just want to share here in Jeremiah 17. He said, I, the Lord, search the heart and try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doing. So by God's grace, by will keeping God's Sabbath holy, and God says he's going to give us according, give every man according to his ways and according to the fruits of his loins, we keeping the Sabbath by God's grace. It's nothing we can do without him, but through him we can keep his Sabbath holy, and by that, we are being holy according to his word. So I want to be made holy according to God's word. And it takes more than this, because we got to eat every word that proceeded out of his mouth. So thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. And I just want to give a request to continue to pray. Lift up Brother Rick and his wife, his family, of course, Ashley, too, and Brother Udy, Brother Bernard, and Brother Mozart. Lift up the Ozark, not Ozark, Arkansas, the health food store. Lift that up, brothers and sisters, and also bless, continue to lift up Advent Light Ministry. Amen. Thank you, Sister Carla. Open my line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming on and sharing. We know the law, the testimony, the commandment. We know these things are very important, and God has given it to us as a sign. It's given it to us for a protection. It's a border to tell us this far, no further, and this is what he want us to do. So in keeping them, there is great reward. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for sharing, and we will lift up the prayer requests that you have just shared. So I will go to the next caller again. Happy Preparation Day, my brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining. Amen. We're all on to give God praise and glory and honor and testify of his goodness. We have 3 days to come on and share, and they should be always something upon our lips to be thankful and grateful for. So amen. I'll go to the next caller, 518. 482, your line is now open.
Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. Happy Sabbath to all. This is Sister Tansanari from upstate New York. And this is really the best day of all the seventh, of all the 7 days of the week. And I look forward to welcoming the Sabbath. So I'm going to sing, Welcome, Welcome, Day of Rest. It is a day that we should put aside all our pleasures, all the cares of this life. And I am so happy I could come before my other brothers and sisters to give God thanks and praise. And I'm going to sing this song. Listen to the words. Well, it says, must I read the words? Because maybe you don't know the word. So let me read it first. Then I will just sing two verses. It says, welcome, welcome, day of rest, to the world in kindness given. Welcome to this humble breast as the beaming light from heaven. Day of calm and sweet repose, gently now thy moments run. Bound to soothe our cares and woes, till our labor here is done. Holy day that most we prize, day of solemn praise and prayer, day to make the simple wise, oh, how great thy blessings are. Welcome, welcome, day of rest, with thy influence all divine. May thy hallowed hours be blessed to this waiting heart of ours. Amen. I'm going to sing two verses, the first and last.
Welcome, welcome, day of rest, to the world in kindness given. Welcome to this humble breast, as the beaming light from heaven. Welcome, welcome, day of rest, with thy influence all divine. May thy hallowed hours be blessed to this waiting heart of ours.
Yes, brothers and sisters, welcome, welcome, day of rest. You know, Sister White wrote, regarding the Sabbath, she says, when the Lord delivered his people, Israel, from Egypt and committed to them his law, he taught them that by the observance of the Sabbath, they were to be distinguished from idolaters. It was this that made the distinction between those who acknowledged the sovereignty of God and those who refused to accept him as their creator and king. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever, not just today, but it says forever, forever and ever. The Lord said, Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. And that is taken from Exodus 31, 17 and 16. Yes? And its true observance of the Sabbath allows nothing of the world to encroach upon that day. Therefore, there is no quick stop on the way home from the church to pick up anything at the store. There is no radio station or TV station playing. Of course, if they are true Seventh-day Adventists, or they are keeping the Sabbath truly, that is different. We are referring to the secular use of them on the Sabbath day. That alone, by actually keeping the whole day holy, sets us apart from that idolatrous Sunday keepers. Keeping their day. Keeping the Sabbath acknowledges God as creator, especially of the Sabbath day, for he commanded such recognition of creation right in the commandment. Sabbath observance further recognizes God as king. So when we think about the Sabbath, the Sabbath is so important. We cannot overemphasize the importance of the Sabbath, keeping the Sabbath. So let us resolve by God's grace to keep the Sabbath day holy, not doing our own things, speaking our own words, finding our own pleasures. This week I was blessed to go and see my brother again, and I said he was looking good. He was conversing with me. He was with it a little, you know, and he understand. He ate well. He did all that he had to do. Thank God, and he was just there chatting with me. And after a while, I put on some hymns on my phone, and I said, you remember these songs? He said, yes, I remember them, but I don't hear them now. I said, because you're here. You don't hear them. They don't keep Sabbath, and nobody goes there on Sabbath. Like, long time he used to visit the homes and sing, but nobody goes there today because so much is going on. You have the virus around and all of these things. But keeping the Sabbath day is God's special way of saving, one of God's special way of saving us. Because on that day, we can sit down and meditate upon the goodness of the Lord. Yes. So I just want to thank you, Sister Paul, and give others a chance to speak and about anything that comes to their minds about the Sabbath. I thank God. I give him praise and thanks that I know about the Sabbath. And I always like to tell people about the Sabbath day to remember to keep it holy. Thank you, Sister Carla, for opening my line. God bless all of us who are here on this line and who will come later on to keep God's holy day. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you again, Sister Santinelli, for the song and for coming on and sharing and talking about God's goodness. That's what he wants us to do, to remember the Sabbath day, to tell others so that they can remember, because many people don't know about the Sabbath day. So brothers and sisters, don't take it lightly. Just share it in words, in deeds, in books, whatever way, songs, and tell others about the Sabbath and about the Lord soon recoming, because he is the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen? So I'll go ahead and open the call for the next caller. Again, happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. 518-951. Your line is now open. Welcome.
Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters in Advent Life. Welcome, Sister Carla. Thank you for opening my line. Happy Preparation Day. It's not really the Sabbath yet, but we do know we are all looking forward for the blessed Sabbath. And I just want, this is Sister Paul, sorry. I just want to give God thanks for this day, first preparation day. When we have preparation day, we are able to prepare for the Sabbath. And it brings joy in my heart to know that, you know, it is Friday, you know, and Friday you just look forward for the Sabbath because you know that the Sabbath is coming on. And, you know, sometimes when we are sharing, myself sharing about the Sabbath to family members, they say, oh, God give you any day you can worship. Any day when you ask them to read Exodus 20 and, you know, one right through, you can read it right through there. You know, no, that's your Sabbath. I said, no, it's not my Sabbath. The Sabbath was recommended, was created for all mankind. And it is a good thing that we, as the remnant people, you really can study the God's word, study God's truth. As he said, he loved to hear when we settle in the truth. A lot of people do not know the truth. So how our lifestyle, how what we do, you know, it may not be a sermon message to those out there, but, you know, people are watching us and are studying us. So I just pray that God will really pour out his blessings upon us so that we will be able to re-transform and that able to go and do the work that God wants us to do at this time, because we know that the Sabbath is going to be tested. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I sat down out here. I tell you, creation is wonderful. A while ago, you know, my praise report, I was just looking on the trees, right? The trees, and we had a wind, just a little wind, and the wind was just blowing. And if you saw all those leaves, the limbs, how it was just moving all over the trees, or just like it was, you know, dancing. And it took around maybe just a minute or two. Then all of a sudden, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, the tree stood still. The leaves stood still. Stand still. No waving, right? No waving. And I just woke up. It's like, you know, a Christ object lesson. He's showing us even the trees, right? Even the trees are settled down. Is settling down to worship God's Sabbath. You know, I just look over and said, look at that. You know, God is so good. He's so great. And thank him that he always, you know, reminding us, you know, in a daily life, in our daily life or daily move, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. And he told us what we do, what we should do. But when the Sabbath comes, it is a different work for us. I'm so grateful and thankful to God. I don't have to ask him to this evening to do this, to do that, to do that. I just want to thank him for life. I want to thank him for his love. I want to thank him for keeping me throughout the week. I was able to go on the street and, you know, to do some chores. I was able to complete the task that he have given me to do. You know, I was able to experience, my dear sister, the gentleman came and he took those barrels and, you know, and I said, Lord, I want to give you thanks. I want to give you praise. I bring glory to you for the strength that you have given unto me, that I was able to complete the task. So God is so good. God is so great. I am asking my brothers and sisters to just remember each one of us in prayer. We need, if there is no other time, we need it prayer now. We need it now. So I'm asking for prayer for my family members and the Advent Light, as we heard a while ago. The prayer, the request is for our brothers and our sisters. Let us not just only pray when we are on the line for them, but let us continue to pray. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters, encouraging my brothers and sisters that we have a early prayer. We have a early prayer, 9 o'clock Advent Light. Have a early prayer, and who can join us, you know, we are asking you and to invite people and to let them know you know, that they can call in Advent Light. They have the line. We used to have that, advertise that, Advent Light. You know, if you need prayer, you can call, you know, to pray for each other. Thank you, Sister Carlo, for opening my line, and we do hope we have a blessed Sabbath this evening. God bless. Bye-bye.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Powell, for coming on and sharing. Yes, pray that we will all have a blessed Sabbath, and it's truly good to see what God have created and how they give him praise and how things move and you know, and we know we are, the Lord said the trees shall praise him, but this is a metaphor of us human. We are like trees, you know. But God, even the nature, you know, those things, God is able to speak to them, and they're able to do as he commands. And God is truly good. He's such a blessing. Just this week, I said, Lord, it's been so hot, Lord. You know, I was talking to him. I said, Lord, if only once a week you can, you know, let it rain to help fill up the barrel and to help water the plant, I will truly, truly thank you, Lord. If, you know, maybe not two, if only once a week, that will be sufficient to help me, Lord. And, you know, all this week I look at the forecast, no rain in forecast. But today, out of nowhere, when I went to work, it said thunderstorm, you know, for 2 hours or so, thunderstorm. You know, it shows rain for at least two hours. I said, praise the Lord. It, like, it came from nowhere, and God answer my request. And I said, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You heard me. You answer it. You are loving God. You answer to your children, and you bless them. So I just thank the Lord for even that little prayer and that little asking him and talking to the Lord about just basic things that is needed. And we know the water, you know, water, the plants, the animals get water. Everybody, the earth is refreshed. Everyone gets water, and everyone is blessed because it rains on the just and the unjust. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So is there anyone else who would like to share? Again, please press 1. We don't want to wait till the last minute to share or to press 1. We want to give everyone enough time to share. Please press 1 so that I can open your line. 985-232. Happy Preparation Day. Your line is now open.
Good evening, sisters and brothers. It's Sister Brenda calling from Houma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Let us never think, Lord, that your providence ruling over all somehow excuses us for our sin. We know that we are guilty when we sin, but that is the overflow of sinfulness in our heart and mind. But let us never doubt your sovereign rule either, for you are a God who will cannot be fought with and defeated by mere mortals. Amen. I just want to thank God for his goodness and his prayers to give us some correction. And thank him for giving his only begotten son for our sins. With, like, we know we're guilty of our sins. So we just go and repent and ask God to forgive us our sins and try not to keep going into those same sins, because after so many times, we know we've just been messed up. And I just thank God because we have something to go by and read. And I just want to thank God for saving us. And thank y'all for opening my line. Ask God to give this prayer a being like a blessing, and bless, continue blessing the member zone and of the prayer line. Continue blessing my sisters and brothers that are far off, that are sick, homeless, confined, live on the street to wherever they may be, and can't afford to do for themselves. And continue wrap his arm around them and pick them back up. He know what he needs to do, so we just ask him for a blessing and him to heal. So I just thank God for each and every one. Just want to thank Sister Stephanie last night for that good message. And thank each and every one of y'all for all y'all do for us and teaching and the what y'all give us. So, amen.
Yeah, this is Brother John from home, Louisiana. I'd like to say a few words. Just want to say thank God for everything. Thank God for this prayer line that we be learning on and sharing with others. And I want to say that it's kind of like a testimony too, a quick testimony. But I just want to say I was thinking about that God was when Jesus was asleep a couple of days and he rose up, and it made me think back on when I was in the hospital in a coma for 13 days, and I woke up and I thought I was sleeping just a little while. When I woke up, my mind got a little clearer. My wife told me I was asleep for 13 days in a coma, and I just know that I just thank God ever since then. You know, sometimes I pray, sometimes I be thinking to myself, my mind, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for waking me up after those 13 days. And I thought about that by Jesus for a couple of days, and he woke up, and I was thinking I was 13 days. And I could have never woke up, really. It could have been a few months. It could have been a few years. But thank God, after the 13 day, God woke me up, and I have been doing better in my life ever since I woke up. I was so happy to wake up. It turned my life around. It made me do a lot better in my life because I wanted to just, like, thank God for waking me up and show some appreciation by changing my life around and stuff like that. So since he woke me up, I did better to thank him and better for myself so I could live better. And like I said, it was a thank you to him to turn my life around, and I continue to do better and better. So just want to give that testimony and share it with everyone. That God is amazing. So God bless. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. Thank the Lord for waking you up. Amen. That you did not continue in the land of the sleeping until he come. He saw it fit that he woke you up. And you're doing what he has called you to do, to tell others, to share, and to live your life for him. He said, I am crucified, but nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me. I'm paraphrasing Galatians 2:20. So praising the Lord that you're living for him now. You have a new lease on life, and you're living it for the glory of God. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We have two more. Please be brief because we will be going into prayer. I'll ask Sister Paul if she can give us a word of prayer. Amen. 857-505. Your line is now open. Happy Preparation Day.
Hello, Sister Carla. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. Happy Sabbath. Happy Preparation Day, brothers and sisters. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name is Brother Eli. I like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I like to praise him because he is awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. I have a prayer request, Sister Carla, before I sing a special special song on this prayer line. My prayer request tonight is to lift up my mother in prayer, Sister Carla. My mom needs a lot of prayer. Sister Carla, please lift up my mom in prayer. Lift me up in prayer for lift up individual in prayer. Pray for everyone in the prayer line. I'm going to sing a song at the moment. He is exalted, the King is it. What? Okay. Tonight I praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. Oh, he is the Lord. Forever we lose our way. Heaven and earth, we joyfully call the name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. Let's sing Sister Carla and Sister Power. He is exalted forever, exalted on high. I praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted, and I will praise his name. Oh, he is the Lord. Forever we choose our way. Sing it, Sister Power. Heaven and earth, we rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. Sister Power, today's the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad to be, Sister Power. Today's the day that the Lord has made, Sister Power. Let us rejoice and be glad to be, today. Today's the Sabbath day, Sister Power, to praise God, to worship him, to magnify his name, Sister Power. Give thanks to the Lord, because, Sister Power, he will give you the deliverance. He will give you the victory, Sister Power. Oh, Sister Power, sing. Sister Power, sing praises unto the Lord. Worship him. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, my brother, for coming on and sharing and singing that song, and also your prayer request that you has given for us to pray for those individuals. Thank you again. Praise the Lord. I'm glad to hear you on the line and to know that you love the Lord and it can be heard in your voice. Amen. So I think Sister Leola, please be quick. I think she has her hands up. I'm not sure if she wants to share again, so we can go into prayer, my sister, so we can have enough time. 225-337, your line is now open. 225-337? Okay, so I guess it was from last time. I will ask Sister Powell if she can lead us in prayer. 518-951, your line is now open.
Okay. All right, my dear beloved. My dear beloved, this is the time that all of us can join in to present our requests to the Lord. Let's pray. Father in heaven, creator of all mankind, heaven and earth and everything that is in it, and especially, Lord, the Sabbath day that you have given unto your people. We come to you boldly to the throne to let you know how much we appreciate your love, your kindness, your tender heart, and your long-suffering towards each and every one of us. This evening, we come here, this preparation day, just expecting, Lord, and just looking forward for the blessed Sabbath day. Lord, you have heard the request from your servants, Lord. Lord, these requests, dear Father, bring joy to my heart to listen, Lord, how our dear beloved sister Brenda and brother John, Lord, the way in which, dear Father, you have been teaching, they have been going daily, minute by minute, Lord, in your words, with your words, and also the Christ object lesson, Lord, that you have pointed out to your dear son, Brother John. Jesus, you came here for a reason for each one of us. You died on Calvary cross because of love for us. Your blood was shed for us, Lord. You go through humiliation, Lord. Spat on your face, Lord, torn on your head, Lord, but we know that you passed, Lord. You went to sleep with a broken heart because of sin for your people, and to allow us to know that we can get forgiveness for sin. So we want to thank you. Lord, you went into that grave, dear Lord, and you rest there the Sabbath. Whole Sabbath, and you rose, Lord, the following morning, Lord, where the world is worshiping your resurrection, where you were when you rose, but you did not commanded us, Lord, to do it. You gave us the Sabbath because you rest in the tomb for it on Sabbath day. So, Lord, my dear brother, look at you, that you rose and you walk with men. And you spoke with them. They knew that it was you, dear Lord, Father. So you have give us the experience to know that if we be faithful to you, if we are asleep, Lord, because death is just asleep, and if we are asleep, one day soon and very soon, when the trump shall rise, we will wake, just as though you rose, Lord. Our dear beloved brother John stated, for 13 days he was asleep, Lord. 13 long days, Lord. His wife after told him what took place. And eventually, dear Lord, he is looking and see that you are the one who have rose, who touched him so that he could wake out of his sleep. And Lord, he is giving you praise. He is bringing honor and glory to you because no one could do it beside you. So, Lord, we just want to thank you for those praise testimony, Lord. We want to thank you for your love because your work is going on. Your word is going to the world, Lord, and our experience and example that you have given unto us, Lord, is sharing to the world. So we want to thank you, Cover Brother John and Sister Brenda, Lord. Keep them and Sister Brenda. I have a lot of testimony to tell how good you are, dear Lord, and she's sharing with others. So we want to thank you. We also lift up Sister Brother Eli, dear Lord, and example, Lord, on this line, dear Father, we saw you work miracle on the life of your son, Brother Eli. You have lifted his tongues, Lord. You have given him praise that he could praise clearly, that you can understand, Lord Jesus. And we know it's the power from you who have touched your son. And Lord, he is giving you praises for his mother, praises to you, and pour out blessings on himself, blessing on Johari, Jovelli, Isma, Pastor, and his team, and the whole of the Advent Life brothers and sisters, where you know all the names, Lord. He's just lifting them up. Lord, he's singing songs of praise. And we just want to thank you for your healing process towards your son. continue to pour your blessings upon him. We lift up our dear sister, Carla, Lord Jesus, this evening. Lord, he's giving testimony of praise about the rain, drop the water, Lord, to upon water her plants. Dear Lord, it was dry and there was no rain, but she prayed. She become Elijah now. Lord Jesus, pray. Lord, and she got rain. Her jum will be filled with water where she can use it, Lord, to water the crop. Father, all these are so object lessons, Lord, and the power that you can give us to trust you and to believe that when we ask before we even ask, you'll hear and you'll answer. We want to lift up our dear sister Tamiko. Lord, coming, sing songs of praise and reading the scripture, Lord, and sharing our love from Lord and being the words, evangelizing wherever she go. And as she lift up her family members and also her brothers and her sisters, church family, and Lord, the love that she have for Sister Elizabeth in the nursing home. So we just ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon her. Keep her and guide and protect her, Lord. We lift up our dear sister Leola, dear Lord, giving you praise and bringing glory to your wonderful name for all the things that you have done for her, Lord, our dear beloved husband and brother Ray. Lord, we ask you to strengthen and to keep him, Lord Jesus, as he demonstrates your character at his workplace, Father. So we ask you to cover him under your blood. Lord, we also lift up Nicole Jarvis, Amara, Lord, Shiloh, and Jarvis Jr., dear Lord, they are in your care. Father, we lift up the Brother Bernard, Brother Mother, Brother Yudi, Sister Melissa, the children, the store, Lord, it's in under your control. We lift up our dear brother Rick, Elder Rick. Continue to bless him, Lord, and we are praying for healing for his wife in the hospital. Strengthen her, Lord, as they are praying for their dear beloved daughter, Lord Ashley. Lord, you have been protecting her despite of the situation. Lord, you have been keeping her. Bless her children. We also, dear Father, today lift up Brother John, who he is witnessing to, presenting the word to him, Lord. Allow him that he will be faithful to you so that he can come to know you more each day by studying your word. Lift up Sister Stephanie as she prayed, Lord, for her daughter's safe traveling mercies towards her, Lord, going to and fro. Protect her, Lord, and also her knees. And I lift up Brother Honey, Lord, to you. You know everything about Brother Honey. The young man is on the battlefield for his Lord, for you, serving you, demonstrating your character, and doing your will out there, Lord. And for me, dear Father, thank you for your strength and your mercies towards Sister Katie. We lift up and those beautiful children, we lift them up, Dominique, Lord Jesus, continue to bless him, and Sister Brenda, grandchildren. And thank you, Lord, that we as a big family can come before your throne to bless you. And we lift up the speaker to you tonight, dear Lord. Cover the speaker under your blood and allow your words, Lord, that it will be ribbit, Lord, we will place it. Lord, it will be a light to us, dear Father, and it will be a light to encourage us and a learning process where we will be able, Lord, to share your love clearly, Lord, out there to others. Bless us and keep us. And I know, dear Father, we leave out other names. The Richardson family, Brother Richardson, Sister Richardson, we lift them up, Lord. We lift up our brothers and sisters on the internet, those from the Netherlands, those from Canada, those from United States, and those from Japan, I think, Taiwan. Lord, we lift up on Africa, Lord. We lift them up to you as they listen to your words, Lord. Allow them to, that they will, your life will be transformed, Lord, and they will come to know you. And we just want to thank you. We want to praise you, Sister Cancinelli, Lord, giving praise in song and also sharing, Lord, a visit with our brother, dear Lord. It's a blessing to be on this line. Help us, Lord, that we will see the treasure, the hidden treasure that you have in. We have found it, Lord, that we can be together, Lord, to study your words, to share praises, to give honor, to pray to you, and to depend upon you, Lord. Thank you for where you are in the most holy sanctuary. And we lift up all these requests to you, Lord, and we are asking you, let your will be done. Thank you for hearing. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for that prayer. Amen. And as Isaiah chapter 56, starting at verse 1, it said, thus said the Lord, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, and my righteousness to be revealed. Blessed is the man that does this, and the son of man that taketh hold on it and keepeth the Sabbath from polluting it, and keeping his hand from doing any evil. Praise the Lord. God is so good, and he's worthy to be praised, brothers and sisters. And I'm not sure if Sister Powell said a prayer for Brother Ricardo, but I did one earlier when I opened the line, and he will give us a second prayer just before he begins. So I just want to welcome each and every one of my brothers and sisters, those that are new listeners. As Sister Powell said, those throughout the world that are listening to us via internet, Neverland, Japan, South Korea, here in the United States, and wherever this gospel is reaching to whoever, may the Holy Spirit lead and guide, and may there be conversion of and repentance. Amen. So thank you again for joining us. Happy Preparation Day, and now I will open your line. Brother Ricardo, amen.
Amen. Happy Sabbath, everyone.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen. All right, thank you for another week. God has brought us on our way as we are gathered together to hear a word from our Lord, because we see distress with perplexity arising, but God's people need encouragement and strength, and where we find that only in the word of God. So let us come boldly before the throne of grace. Without the Holy Spirit, I can't do anything. So I'm asking you to pray silently for me, that God will speak to your heart. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. You give me this privilege to speak to your people, Lord. I pray that you may touch my lips, touch my brain nerves, and let me not to speak my own words, but thy word. And whatever I say, Lord, let it be for your glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
This one going to speak to your heart. Jesus is about to come, and he wants to prepare his people in these last days. And we need to be converted. We need a born-again experience. So the title for this evening is Enoch Walk with God. Enoch Walk with God. So let us examine the Bible, Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24, Enoch walked with God. Some of you may read this a lot, but you never really look at it that deeply, but we're going to look at it with a new binoculars. All right, Enoch walked with God, Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 to 24. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah, verse 22. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begot sons and daughters. Verse 23. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. I want you to catch it. Enoch lived 365 years. What come to your mind? How many days are in the year? 365, right? Let's give and take. So now the Bible said, verse 22, Genesis chapter 5, verse 22, and Enoch walked with God after, listen now, after he begot Methuselah 300 years and begotten sons and daughters, verse 23, and all the days of Enoch were 365. The 5 years of Enoch's life, the Bible do not record or credit that. But what the Bible credit is 300 years Enoch walked with God, meaning Enoch was converted on a daily basis. Enoch gave his life to Jesus Christ. He yielded to the counsel of God. He asked God to teach him the way of righteousness. So something transpired, something changed in Enoch's life. When Enoch started to get children, he said the love of God, the gift of God in his children. And that brings conversion in his life. So the Bible says Enoch walked with God, how many years? 300 years. So you can give and take. So Enoch walked with God. He was converted. He was a Christian 300 years. And he purposed in his heart to walk with God on a daily basis. And the Bible says, Enoch, walk with God. Are you walking with God today? When did you give your life to the Lord? I want to know if you are walking with God. So if you give your life to the Lord, just give you a random number, when you are age 21, and say you are 30 years old now. So you are 30 years old. So you would say 30 minus 21 gives you 9 years, right? So you are walking with God 9 years. So how many days in 9 years? So you would say 365 times 9 equal 3,285 days. So if you are walking with God 3,285 days, do you really surrender your life to God? All those days, do you yield yourself to his will? Do you yield yourself to his counsel? You see, Enoch walked with God 300 years, all about you and I. You may be 50, 55, 40, 39, 25. When did you give your life to the Lord? If you go back and look back, the previous years you give your life unto the Lord and look at your previous age now, your current age now, and you do your calculation, you would marvel. Listen, Lord, I do not really walk in with you, Lord. I'm doing my own thing, Lord. But Enoch never have his own way. So all that 3,285 days, if you and I are not walking with God, what we do, we forsake the way. We are forsaking the way. What is this way? Let us look in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 10. Proverbs 15, verse 10. Proverbs 15, verse 10. It says, correction is grievous unto him that forsakes the way. Hold on a little bit. What the scripture is giving for? Because remember, Enoch walked in the word. Enoch walked. Enoch believed the word. What do you mean by that? Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So then, faith come by hearing, not only hear, but act upon what you read and see and angle. Faith come by hearing and hearing of the word of God. So when Enoch read the word of God, he walked in it. He followed the example. He followed the rebuke. So the Bible says correction is grievous. So what are the scriptures they are giving for? In 2 Timothy 3:16, for all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction. Paul, the Bible says, correction is grievous unto them that forsake the way, because you want to do your own preconceived ideas. And you profess to say you know Jesus with your mouth, but your heart is far from him. That's why some of us, we are in the church how many years? 20 years, 30 years, 50 years, 40 years, and you still have a nasty attitude?
You are not walking with God, beloved. You do not know Jesus. So what is the problem? What is the solution? We do not know our nature. We are shaped, we are born and shaped in iniquity. But when you come to Jesus, Jesus changed your DNA. He changed your character. He created you to become a new creature. So then let's look at the nature of man. You and I nature. You and I wicked heart. And how can we yield our will to God so he can change and mold and transform this evil, wicked heart of us? So then let's look at the nature of man. Go with me to Romans chapter, I believe, Romans chapter what? 7. Hold on, let me go there quickly. Romans, I think 7:14. Let me see. Romans chapter 4, verse 7. Oh, Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. Let us look at the nature of man. Because some of us, we are stubborn in these last days. We say we are Christian. We say we keep the Sabbath. But God says, remember the Sabbath day. And some of us, we are delaying. We are singing and still in the same garment, in the same common garment. You're forsaking the way. You're forsaking the Sabbath. And you desecrate the Sabbath and profane it. When you prepare and making the necessary preparation, you are walking in with Jesus in his way. And when you are doing that, God will honor you because you are honoring him. Let us look at Romans chapter 7, verse 17. Romans chapter 7, verse 14. We need to know our nature. Listen to what Paul says. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal and soul under sin. Pause right there. The law is what? Spiritual. So in order for us to understand spiritual things, what need to be transforming us? What need to happen to us or for us? Let us look at 1 Corinthians now. 1 Corinthians, because the law is spiritual and you and I, we are carnal. We're going to look at God's law, and we're going to look at the human nature. Enoch walked with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13 to 14. Which things also we speak, not in words which man wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, compare spiritual things with spiritual. Listen now, verse 14. But the natural man, another word for natural man is carnal. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolish to him. Why they are foolish is not unto him? Neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritual discerned. The things of God, they are what? Spiritual discerned. Because remember, Paul says, the law of the Lord is what? Spiritual, and yet you and I, we are carnal. So if you are carnal, can you please God? Can you do the things of God? Go with me to Romans chapter 8. Can you please God if you are carnal? Listen to what the Bible says. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 5-7. Romans chapter 8, verse 5-7. For they that are after the flesh do the things of the flesh. Mercy. Because remember, you and I, we are carnal. And in order for us to understand spiritual things, we need to become spiritual. For they that are after the flesh do the things of the... For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are of the Spirit, after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal-minded is death, but to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. But what? But to be what? Spiritually-minded is life and peace. So you're telling me if you are spiritual, if you are gaining victory over sin on a daily basis, if others, if your loved ones, if your family members, if your brothers and sisters, they see a change in you, they realize you used to act a certain way and whatever, you are talking soft. You are not getting mad or frustrated. Easy frustrated. What is going on? Something spiritually is going on inside of you. Why? Because you are yielding your will to Jesus. that he can mold you and shape you in the woman and the man he how you to be. Let us read verse 6 again. For to be carnally minded is death. When you are carnally minded, brothers and sisters, you are spiritually dead. You are walking in darkness. But to be carnal minded is death. But to be spiritual minded is life and peace. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That word enmity means hatred. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God or the will of God. Neither indeed can be. Verse 8. So they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Enoch, what? Walk with God 300 years. How old are you? 56, 76, 45, 48, 49, 30, 32? Are you walking with God? Not saying because you keep the Sabbath and you go to church and you look nice and you just nice and you look good, you're welcome, your suit look nice and you just look nice. That don't make you a Christian. Is your character that show. The Bible says you shall know them by their what? Fruits. What fruits are you bearing? Are you walking with God? Do you know that when you say you're a Christian, you are watched? When you go to the store, you are being watched. When you go to work, you are being watched. When you go in the highways and the byways, even the demons, they are watching you. You can't even fool the demon because Satan says, you are hypocrite. You profess to know Jesus. How you are living like that? You look like the world. But when we come around each other, we talk like Christian, we speak like Christian, we smell like Christian, we walk like Christian, we eat like Christian. But behind closed doors, woe unto us. Brothers and sisters, Enoch, walk with God. Are you walking with God? Who are you walking with today? Are you representing heaven? Are you representing Jesus Christ? Proverbs chapter 15:10 says, correction is grievous unto him, unto them, unto him that forsakes the way, and he that hateth reproof shall die. You know, a lot of us Christians, if we are getting out of line, are your brother, are your sister, come meek and gentle and nice and crack a little joke with you and say, my sister, you know, you were saying this and you maybe not recognize that what you said. A lot of us refuse to humble ourselves. Oh, you know, my sister, you know, my brother, thank you so much. You come to me and say that to me. Wow, Lord have mercy. Let us pray. Pray for me that this may not happen. What is going on? You are being your sister or your brother's keeper. But some of us don't like correction. Which Bible are you reading? The Bible says the scripture are given for reproof, for correction, for instruction, and to lead you into righteousness. Let us move on. So correction is grievous unto him that forsake the way. What way is this? How can we find the way? Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah, we need to find the way that we've forsaken. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Let's show you what Jeremiah said. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Thus says the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the whole path. Where is the whole way? And walk therein. And ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not therein. When you refuse, beloved, to take correction, you know what you are saying to heaven? You know what you are saying to yourself? I will not walk in your correction. May God help us. But where can we find this way? Where can we find this way? Psalm chapter 77, verse
13, Psalm chapter 77, verse 13. Psalm chapter 77, verse 13. Psalm chapter 77, verse 13. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Where is God's way? In the sanctuary. So if God is in the sanctuary and you pray and say, Lord, I see my need today on this Sabbath day, Lord, where are you going to send you help from? If God's way is in the sanctuary, beloved, listen now, and you pray and say, Lord, help me to get victory over sin. Help me to be a better Christian. Help me to be a better whatever in these last days. Where are you going to get help from? Go with me to Psalms 20, verse 2. Psalms 20, verse 2. We want the Bible to speak, brothers and sisters. We are told in the pen of inspiration that we must teach God's people to love the word. Because the word of God is your safeguard in these last days. Nothing going to keep you but the word of God. When you want help from God, where are God going to send the help from? Because we, brothers and sisters, need to know where Jesus is at right now in heaven, in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Listen this now. Psalm chapter 20, verse 2. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. So what God going to strengthen in his church, where the strength is coming from? From the sanctuary, where Jesus is at, interceding and in you and I be at. That way, oh God, is in the sanctuary. So if God's ways are in the sanctuary, we must go back to the way of the sanctuary and learn of him. And when we start learning of him, he will help us to walk in his way from the sanctuary. Let us move on. Enoch walk with God, friends. If we are not walking with God, do you know that you are walking in darkness, you and I? I am here to encourage your heart. You can be a better Christian. Whatever struggles you are going through, Jesus paid on. Jesus can give you the strength. Jesus can give you the endurance, the determination to walk with him, to walk in his ways. Jesus can give you the willing heart, the willing mind to have a teachable spirit. Jesus. Go with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Are you walking with God today, beloved? Are you walking with God? You see, Enoch walked in the light, and God took him. You and I represent the 144,000 who are going to be sealed if you are faithful. If God forbid, a lot of us are going to put to sleep. But before God put you to sleep, you better be in the right position to sleep with the seal of God. So when Jesus comes in the clouds, you can come up. Let us look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometime darkness, but now ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Pause. The Bible is saying a lot right here. For you and I were sometime darkness. That dealing with in the past, right? So can we clarify that? For ye were some. The Bible is saying to you and I, For ye were sometime darkness, comma. Keep a finger at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, and go with me to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. We're going to compare. Let us compare the scripture now. God is saying something to us. Because we want the Bible to speak to our heart, not me, the Bible. We'll compare now. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2. Where in time past ye walk according to the course of this world. What we do? You and I walk according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air. Who is it? Satan. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So the Bible is showing that your past lifestyle, you are disobedient. And Satan, you walk according to the course of Satan.
You walk in his example. You walk in his doctrine and his teaching and his lifestyle. But no, you are children of light. Walk as children of light. Pause. Go back with me to Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8 now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now, the present, right? But now, ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So I want you to know, I ask you a question. When is it that you come to this light? I want you to know, listen what the Bible says. John chapter 8, verse 12. Listen what Jesus said. John chapter 8, verse 12. Listen what Jesus said. Because the Bible says you are children of light. No, ye are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So who give us this light? When is it that you and I come to this light? John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus unto them, saying, I am the light of the what? World. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. Pause. Enoch walked with God. How many years? 300 years. Enoch purposed in his heart to walk with God, to follow his precept and his judgment and his law. Jesus said unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Somebody may say, I don't see Jesus physically, literally today. How can I walk in this light? How can I walk in this light? I have the word of God, but where in the Bible say the word of God is light? Psalms 119, 105. You're supposed to know this one, but let me go there. We know this one. Psalms 119, because we don't see Jesus literally. So how can we walk in this light? Psalms 119, 105. What did it say? Thy word is a lamp unto my what? Feet. And a light unto my what? Path. So who is this light? Jesus. Are you sure? So Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness. Give me something more. This is too sweet. Give me more. Look with me to John in John chapter 1, verse 4. In John chapter 1. Because Jesus is telling you and I, he is the light. And any man or woman who are not walking in my light, they can profess, they can have knowledge and all these things, but they don't have no light. Do you remember when in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, it said, to the law and to the what? Testimony. If they speak not according to this word, there is no light in them. Who is this light? Jesus give you light of the revelation of himself. Go with me to John chapter 1, verse 4. Listen what Jesus said. In him was life. In who? Jesus. In Jesus, you have life. And the life was the light of man. Thy word is a what? Lamp unto my path and a light unto my what? Feet. The word of God, it gives light. Give me more. Remember what Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63? The flesh profited nothing. That's the nature of man. That's the carnal nature of man. Profited nothing. Your flesh, vanity. Jesus said, the flesh profited nothing. But this dead flesh, this dead body, this dead soul, this hopeless soul, I come to bring life and peace. Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, the flesh profited nothing. But the words that I speak unto you, they are life. And they are spirit. What? You're telling me Jesus' word, life. And they are what? Spirit. So you're telling me if I believe on Jesus' word, if I am sick and I quote Jesus' word, memorize Jesus' word each and every day, and if I tell myself I shall not die but live, declare the words of the Lord, you're telling me I'm bringing life into my being? You have to give me more, brother. You have to give me more. What the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3:16. Listen now. 2 Timothy 3:16. Catch this. For all scripture is given by inspiration of God. that word inspiration, that means God breathe. God breathe. When you open up the word of God and you pray and say, Lord, grant me thy Holy Spirit. Forgive me if I err. Forgive me if I sin against thee. When you open the word of God, the Holy Spirit breathe life in your being. That's why now when you are reading the word of God, God is speaking to you like somebody sit right beside of you, giving you deep revelation. And you say, wow, this is sweet. That's why Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16 said, Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 16. Jeremiah understand this best. Jeremiah said, that word will found. How are you going to find the word? By searching the word of God, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. The Bible do not need you and our interpretation. The Bible stand alone by itself. Jeremiah said, that word was found, and I did eat them. How do you eat them? Study to show yourself approved, not unto man to boast and think you know all these things, lest you fall. Jeremiah said, that word was found, and I did what? Eat them. Thy word was rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. And Job said in Job chapter 22, let us go to Job. Job said he esteemed the word of God more than his necessary food. Do you value the word of God like that? What? Job said, I value the word of God, what? More than my necessary food. Wow. Some of us, we put the food before God. Appetite. Intemperance. Watch this right here. Go with me to Job. God, Enoch, walk with God. Are you walking with God? The Bible says, give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is what? Come. Chapter 23, verse 12. Job chapter 23, verse 12. Listen to what the Bible says. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his what? Lips. I have esteemed the word of his mouth more than my what? Necessary food. The word of God was so important to Job. Even when Job lost everything, God test Job and to show Job loyalty and his faithfulness unto him. Job lost his finance. Job lost his business. Job lost his house. Job lost his servants, his workers. Job lost his children. And when his wife, when it test for him to come, curse God and live. Job said, you speak like a foolish man. And Job bowed down and worshiped God. The trials that come in your life is to cause you not to worship God. When you refuse to bow down, when you refuse to gather to worship, do you know that you curse God? Remember, all the trials that come on Job, remember when all the Son of God come and Satan was in the group? And God said, what do you think? What do you think of them that on Advent Light? Lord, you have put an edge of protection on everyone who on Advent Light. But Lord, if you remove that protection, if you remove the holy angels, just let them move a little bit. If you remove the protection of the Holy Spirit on the anointing, they will curse you to your face. They will not desire you anymore. You give them a roof over their head. You give them a job. But let them lose it. Let me burn their house, Lord. Let me cause their children to backslide and they don't have nothing to do with you. And see that they curse you, God. They don't have nothing to do with you. Job wife said, curse God and live. Why are you going to remain faithful? Why you want to go and advent light and to tell of God goodness and say testimony what God has done for you in the week? Why you want to go on advent light and to sing of God goodness, to sing and to give praises and to read the scripture? Job wife said, curse God and die. But Job said, you speak like a foolish man. The trials that come to you is to show you what's in your character. And to cause you to develop into the stature of Jesus Christ. You see, the trouble is that on the horizon, when the rubber hit the road, that's why many are going to depart from the faith. Because we are told that because of human laws, going to cause many not to dare to keep the Sabbath. Brothers and sisters, if you are asleep and diving and be careless on the Sabbath, when human laws are put in place, when all these laws they are put in place to restrict your religious liberty, beloved, when the rubber hit the road, right now we all sound like a Christian, me myself as well, if I think I am all there. But I may pray that I humble myself. I pray that I pass the test. When the trouble comes, it's going to prove you. It's going to show the world. It's going to show heaven. It's going to show the demon. Right now, the demon knows some of us walking with God right now. But I pray everyone on Advent Live walking with God. The trouble that is about to come upon you. It's going to prove you, to show you if you are truly walking with God. Do you remember when Jesus was talking to the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Why do you want to kill me? Jesus said, you want to kill me because my word has no place in you. You read the scripture. You go to Bible study. You listen to the sermons and you turn the scriptures and you write the scriptures. But the scripture, they do not in your heart. That's why David said, that word I have hid. Even though we read the word of God, but David said, no, I only not read, but I hid it in my heart. So when David hid the word of God in his heart, the word of God is like a restraint. You know, when you're walking with your dog down the road, and the dog see another dog, and you have that leash, and you hold the dog, and the dog wants to go fight, the word of God is like that. The word of God keeps you in check. When you get irritated, the word of God, remember, you got to be meek. When you have Jesus' meekness, the word of God calls you not to answer in a hungry tongue. The word of God, when you have Jesus' character, it causes you not to answer harsh. It causes you to answer soft. Even though you are irritated, meekness suits the irritated temper. Are you walking with God? Let us move on. Job says, I have esteemed the word of God more than my necessary food. And we see Jesus said, the word I have spoken to you, they are life and spirit. Do you know that? Oh, all right now, because you may say, my brother, you know I'm struggling with a lot of sin. I'm struggling. You know, I really want to walk with God, but sometimes I say some things to my children, my wife, you know, my co-worker. I know I'm the manager and the supervisor of my work, but sometimes they get on my nerves, or sometimes I even curse bad words that I ought not to say. How can I reconcile to God? Because sometimes when we fall short, brothers and sisters, and we read the word of God, when the Bible says, he that confesses sin, he is faithful and just. Sometimes we don't believe that. But when we sin, do you believe that if you confess your fault, Jesus will forgive you and cleanse you? Because remember, the word of God, it is life. The word of God brings conversion in your life. Not to profess that, you know, the spirit of prophecy, you can quote certain scripture, quote certain part of spirit of prophecy. No. That don't make you a Christian. You know what make you a Christian? Go with me to Psalms 119. Psalms 119. Are you walking with God? Psalms 119. Go with me. Psalms 119. Because all of us, we are err and fall short of the glory of God. How can you truly, child of God, or a Christian? Psalms 119, verse 9. Psalms 119, verse 9. Psalms 119, verse 9. I repeat, because some of us we slowly find the scripture, so I bear with you as well. It reads, where it all shall a young man cleanse his way? Can you and I cleanse our way? No. Where it all shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. What? Do you hear this, beloved? The Bible says, even if you sin against your own children, your own family, your own peers, your co-workers, your associates, you're telling me, the Bible says, if you see your need, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to us cleanse us, right? So the Bible says, no, we are with all. Shall a young man cleanse his way? We know Jesus cleansed us with his blood. We are with all. Shall a young woman, or a young man, cleanse his way by taking heed thereto according to thy word. That's deep. Let us clarify. Listen to what Jesus said now.
You're telling me, my brother, if we take heed to the word of God, even though I sinned, even though my thoughts was off, my thoughts was running like a train. Somebody crossed me and I was thinking evil. Oh, I want to squeeze that person's neck and all these things. But Lord, I said, Lord, oh, I'm thinking like this, Lord. I am not representing you, Lord. My thoughts condemn me. But if you acknowledge your sin, Jesus said, if you take heed according to what the word of God said, he can cleanse you. If you acknowledge your sin and confess and forsake them. Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 15. Are you walking with God? John chapter 15, verse 3. Listen to what Jesus said. The Bible said, wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to the word. Let us see if the word of God really cleanses you and I. Because if the word of God cleanses, that another word that called born again or convert or bring conversion in your life, right? Are you a converted? Listen to what Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 3. John chapter 15, verse 3. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Pause. What? So that's why now you remember when the people there are sick and they come to Jesus and say, Lord, can you heal me? He said, your faith made you whole. Do you have faith that God can blot out your sin? Do you have faith that God can give you victory over sin? Do you have faith that God can cause you to be in the 144,000? But Lord, I have so much flaws in my character. Lord, I have a bad character, Lord. I get it from my mommy. But you say, Lord, I can be what? Clean through your word? You must believe what Jesus said. Do you believe what Jesus said? Jesus said, you what? Wherewith shall a young man cleanse his way? By what? Taking heed. If you take heed according to the what God words, if you believe, if you claim it, if you grab hold of it like somebody giving you a bottle of water or you stretch by faith, you say you are clean. What a mighty God we serve. You are supposed to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because I know I messed up so much time, Lord. My sins, they are more than the ear on my head, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, I am so ashamed of myself. I don't even feel worthy to call upon your name. Lord, I don't even feel worthy to go on my knees. Lord, I don't even feel worthy to sing the songs to thee, Lord. I am not even worthy to talk of your goodness that you have done for me in the past because of our sins. But Jesus said, no, you are clean through the words that I have spoken unto thee. What a mighty God we serve. You're supposed to be living with joy. There is hope. There is hope. All is not lost. All is not lost. All is not lost. God's word is powerful, beloved. Enoch walked with God. Enoch see his weakness, and he is aware of his weakness, and he give his weakness unto the Lord day by day, minute after minute, hour after hour. Lord, I'm sick and tired of my own self. When you yield yourself unto him, say, Lord, I consecrate my lips to thee. I consecrate these hands to thee. I consecrate these eyes to thee. I consecrate my ears to thee. I consecrate my feet to thee. When you are doing that, do you know that you are not your own? These hands and feet that you give unto the Lord are supposed to do his work, his bidding, by preaching and teaching and educating his people. Then you're going to see, oh God, work in your life like never before. That's what the Bible says. No, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. So when Jesus, okay, now, my brother, I understand. You said Jesus is going to cleanse me. So if I am cleansed, what about tomorrow? What about a few minutes from now when we departed from the phone and my children start to act up and they do some silly stuff and they know it's the Sabbath and they want to look on their tablet and all these things. By the way, they should not even have a tablet on the Sabbath. And I get frustrated and I get mad. How can I keep myself? Because I cannot keep myself. Listen what the Bible said. Go with me to
Jude 24. No, let us go to first, before we read Jude, go with me to 1 John chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Let us read right here. Because we see Jesus just cleansed us up. By faith, you are made whole. Listen now. 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. But he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. What? Keepeth himself, and the wicked one toucheth him not. This verse is saying a lot to us right here. The Bible says, we know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. So when you are born again, what's going to keep you not to sin, to fall back into sin? And the Bible says, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself. Really, you and I, we can't keep ourselves because our heart is desperately wicked above all things. It's deceitful. So now we're going to break this down. We want to see what the Bible is saying to us. We're going to use the scripture, not my words. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. So when you are born of, when the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, for if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things have passed away. Behold, all things become what? New. So now, we know that whosoever is born of God, they are a new creature. They are converted. May converted at that moment, but you, in order for to stay converted and remain steadfast in the truth and in the faith, you need Bible study and be around those who can educate you and edify you and cause you to grow in the stature and the image of Christ. Now, whosoever is born of God doeth not, commit not sin. Let us look at 1 John 3. Keep a finger at 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Don't lose that phrase. Keep a finger. And go with me now to 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Because we want to look right here before we get beside ourselves. We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not. So what is causing you and I not to sin against our body, against heaven, against Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, against the Holy Spirit? What's going to cause us not to sin against God? Listen to what the Bible says. Keep a finger now at 1 John chapter 5, verse 18, and go with me to 1 John now, chapter 3, verse 9, as we come into a close. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. Okay, we read that previously. For his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of God. Are you hearing this, beloved? Is it what the Bible says? Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. Praise the Lord. Amen. Okay, what's keeping us from not sin? For his seed remaineth in him. Ah, this is the key, friends. There is hope. There is hope in the Lord. What is the seed? Because them that are born of God doeth not commit sin. Why? For his seed remaineth in him. What is this seed? In Luke chapter 8, write this one down. Luke, we are comparing the scripture, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Remember now, we're coming back to 1 John chapter 5, verse 18. Let the scripture speak to our heart. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. So we want to know what is this seed, because we see that the seed is causing this born again or converted brother, man or woman, not to sin. So in Luke chapter 8, verse 11 said, Jesus said now, the parable is this. What? The parable is this. the seed is the word of God. What? That's a mystery within itself. What? You're telling me what's going to bring conversion? What caused you to be born again? Not because you go to church all these years and you keep the Sabbath. Mm-mm. It is the word of God. I'm giving you Bible to cause. When I finish with you, you're going to love the Bible. Every time somebody asks you a question, thus say the Lord. It is, for it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Do you want to know when a preacher or a speaker, do you want to know if his word is valuable? When he let God's word speak. When he let God speak, that man can, you can look to that man, and you need to pray for those ministers who you see exalt the word of God and let Jesus be seen in the written, printed word, and your eyes can fix upon it. And while you're in the presence of God, Holy Word, the Holy Spirit can prick your heart and start to speak to you, and you're going to fall in love with Jesus. When you start to read upon the life of Jesus from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and you know what's going to happen? Your love going to be quickened. Because some of us, we are cold. We do not have any love. But start to read upon the word of God more. And you're going to realize that you love the things of heaven. You love spiritual things. You want to be with Jesus. You're not going to be like Martha. Some of us, we are Martha. We are doing good things for God. But Martha was so distracted and so busy, busybody. But Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you lack one thing. Lord, can you make Mary come? But Mary was at the feet of Jesus. Are you at the feet of Jesus? The feet of Jesus is word. Sit down and attend. For God said, I prepare a table before you in the presence of their enemy. What is this table? The word of God. He prepared a table before you while the power that be are coming with their own agenda to cause God's people to suffer and bring fear. But God said, I prepare a table before you, Advent lights. I prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies, in the presence of the power that be, in the presence of the merchants, in the presence of the rich men, in the presence of the wicked people you see around here that bring in all of these laws. I prepare a table. What do you do around a table? You sit and you eat. Not physical food, because some of us, we love to sit around the table and eat physical food and eat food abundant. But Jesus said, listen to this right here. I'm coming back. Okay, time is up. Jesus said, labor not for meat which perisheth. My time is up. Word of God is so sweet. I don't want to stop, but I have to stop. I can't weary the patience. All right, friends? The saints, I mean. I can't weary the saints, all right? Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 27, labor not for meat which perisheth. What? Labor not for meat which perisheth. Some of us put our job before God's word. Labor not for meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. What is this? The word of God. For him had God the Father sealed. When you love the things of Jesus, he will seal you in these last days. Don't care what the power that be doing. Don't care if they're going to cause you, you can't pay your bills or your mortgage no more. But remember, Jesus says, brothers and sisters, I go to prepare a place for you. Mercy, hallelujah. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And where I am, there shall you be also. Brothers and sisters, don't worry about the temporal things, about this life. Jesus said, you will walk on the street of gold. I will give you a garment. You ain't going to put it in the laundry. You ain't going to try to get the best liquid soap. And because, you know, your body, you get irritated with certain liquid soap. But Jesus promise you, he will give you a garment. This garment will not be spot with sin anymore. This garment, beloved, is going to bring joy. And this garment represents Jesus' righteousness. I'm praying that, beloved, you are blessed today. I pray that where you come and advent light, I pray that you will see the light and say, Lord, give me this light that I will not walk in darkness anymore. brothers and sisters are about to depart from the phone, I pray, I beseech you, brethren, and Advent Light, that you will walk with God. Walk with Jesus. Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Whatever I fail to say, whatever I fail to mention, please grant it unto your people. I pray that my brothers and sisters will not only just hear my words, but they will be like the barbarians. Go back and to see if these things are so. Let your will be done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We give back over to our sister, Sister Carla. Thank you so much, my sister.
Amen, amen. Powerful, powerful words. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. I was just praising the Lord and giving him praise because we have to take him at his word. God cannot lie. He's not like man. And as he said, he goes to prepare a place for us. Why are we worrying about this up here? Why are we worrying about the things that will burn here? Why are we worrying? So praise the Lord. I thank you for that spoken word from the Lord, my brother. And thank you, brothers and sisters. I pray that you took the scriptures, you wrote them down, and that you will share these because these are light. These are truth, and it will unlock the heart. It will unlock someone's mind for them to hear, see, have a clearer understanding of the word and to see God for who he is, my brothers and sisters. So praise the Lord, hallelujah, and I just thank the Lord again for each and every one of you. Please join us again this next Sabbath, bringing in the Sabbath, also Sunday evening, and also Thursday. Brothers and sisters, we need to have this food morning, noon, and evening at night. You know, will I cry and, you know, sing and cry aloud? May the Lord help us truly. Amen. Have a blessed night. Jesus loves you.
Just